It was good to get back out on the practice field today. We only have a few more practices, you know, training camp type practices. So, I mean, these are all important. You know, we didn't play as well as we need to. We realize we're not first game of the season ready yet, but we normally there's a big improvement from game one to game two, and that's what we plan on doing. We realized we had problems with protection and just some of our offensive line play. But you have to get in a game situation to see some of these things. You know, from there, you know, depth chart hasn't really meant an awful lot until, you know, until this past week game. And now it does mean a little bit more because we have something concrete to kind of go off of as a starting spot, which we've done. We'll continue to work different combinations for a lot of position. There's no position on the field that we were just totally satisfied and feel like we're game ready. Everyone can get a lot better. Game of opportunities, and we didn't seize any. Whenever you're behind in the turnover ratio, you're going to normally lose. But anyway, it's good to get back on the practice field today. I'll take your questions.
Talk about opportunity and moving people around. Talk about putting Jace Daniels at right guard today and what you want to see from him.
For Jace, it's, you know, he's gotten himself in position. In order to eventually get to the first team, you have to play with the first team, you know, become at the top of the list with the starting rotation, I should say. You have to do some good things in practice. Jace has been doing that throughout, whether it be center or guard. Jamon didn't play as well as he needs, you know, he needed to. So we realized that he can play guard and tackle, so we're going to let him concentrate a little bit more at the tackle position and give that next group of guards an opportunity. Jace is next guy.
Alteron Werner was back at least in pads, a little limited, but talk about his status at this point.
He's been making progress throughout. He's not, you know, ready to be thrown, you know, out there just full speed ahead, but he is in a position to start getting some individual work, which we're able to do today. He needs work, too, just like everyone else, but, you know, hamstrings, you have to be careful with them. Can't have a relapse or anything like that, but it was good to start the process of getting him back out on the football field.
Look, aside from Jace Daniels, who are other guys that had been working primarily with the second team that showed you something Friday and could get more first team work as a result?
That's, you know, I'll just say right now Jace is working with the ones. Besides that, you know the group of guards. They're all, of course, in it. There's no more than that. It's not like we've moved Jace into the starting lineup. This is the next rotation we want to see. You know, as a new staff, we want to look at different combinations and see how it plays out. This is one that we're going to look at right now.
Well, Robert Horan looked like you were a little more consistent catching the ball today, at least in practice. Did you notice that as well?
Yes, but that's how he's been. He's shown flashes throughout in the game. One great play, you know, drop another. But that's, you know, a lot of that is normal rookie play, you know, if I say so. But I try to concentrate on those plays where he has caught the ball, some of the quickness that we've been able to see throughout. In time, he's going to be a pretty good football player.
Given the talent level, as far as your starting safeties go, Mark Barron, Sean Golson, what is their potential as a tandem in this league?
I think pretty good, you know, and, you know, we're paying them that way. You know, high draft pick, high price guy. You expect great play from them. Very pleased with both. Mark Barron, of course, has gotten a lot of reps and, you know, has played the pass well, the run well, you know, just a good football player. Deshaun Golson, of course, coming back off of an injury, but he'll play this week. You know, the plan was to hold him out the first preseason game. Very pleased with just his demeanor on the sideline this past week. We had another coach on the sideline, really into the game. He's going to bring energy and, of course, great play. So we're pretty excited about that tandem. We need to be strong down the middle of the field. We ask our safeties to do a lot in the running game and, of course, in the pass, too.
Pat Murray take the extra point. I think had two punts as well on Friday. He can do both, but is there one job he's more likely to be challenging for him?
You didn't have to give him we're giving him an opportunity at both positions because he can do both, and we'll see how that plays out. He's probably a better kicker than punter. We haven't had him punt an awful lot, really, until this past week. And it's always good. You know, the more things you can do, he gives us options. But very pleased with him. He's got a strong leg and, you know, has kicked the ball well with everything we've asked him to do.
Levy, can you talk about the camp that Charles Sims has had and then what his performance was like in your eyes on Friday night?
Saw flashes, too. And when you have limited amount of reps, that's about all you will see is flashes. But that's what we've seen from Charles on the football field, too. It's what we saw, you know, at West Virginia. That type of play. In open field, he can make you miss. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. So it was a good start for him to just get some NFL action, but he should only get better. And the potential is he has a lot of potential to do some things in his league.
Is there a way that Jamon can work his way back up to first-team guard? Or is this
yeah, nothing is permanent. When I say we're working different combinations right now, that's all we've done. You know, Jamon didn't play as well this game, but he's still in the mix. You know, he's been playing guard and tackle. He'll continue. We'll just let him concentrate on one position a little bit more right now. But, yes, nothing is etched in stone right now.
Coach, where would you say the leadership is now on your special teams unit? Did you have any standouts that are making a move there?
We thought we got pretty consistent play from our special teams. We had a lot of guys that graded out fairly well. Thought we had an opportunity, a couple of returns. You know, we thought we had it blocked fairly well. Our returners have to do a better job. It's kind of simple as that. We're looking for a guy. Bobby Rainey did some good things. And, of course, Eric Page had an opportunity. As far as our leaders, though, I mean, it has to be your core group of guys. And I'm talking about basically the linebackers. So Danny Lansana, Dane Fletcher, it has to be those guys. Bradley McDougal, Keith Tandy, Major Wright, all of those guys have to really perform. We're counting on them to play well.
So, Stephen Means, I think, is one of the only guys we saw not going today that had gone Friday. Just want to ask you about the severity or anything to what's holding him out.
Just leg injury right now, groin area. That's about all I really know. He hurt it earlier in the game and continued to play, so we're hoping it won't be out very long, but can't go right now.
Jumping off of that, Stephen Means had a pretty productive day getting to the quarterback on Friday. How important is it for guys like him and the other rotational linemen to be able to produce, whether it's against the ones, twos, threes, whoever?
Yeah, very important. You need to flash as much as anything. Your reps, you need to do something to make us take notice. You don't want to blend in and be gray. And as a defensive end, we're looking to see if you can rush the passer primarily. And Stephen has been able to do that. Plus, he can also play on the special team. So he's doing a few things to make his worth, someone that we really need, within our program.
Kick returns, correct?
On kick return. So right now the plan is we feel like he could possibly be a four-phase guy with the kick return. That along with being an outside pass rusher, that gives you a lot of options.
Mike Evans mostly played outside at Texas A&M, and he looks real comfortable, seems to make his best plays in practice over the middle. Can you talk about maybe his development there, if he surprised you at all there?
No, I think when they start saying he's an X, he's a Z, he's outside, he's inside. For receivers, you can catch the ball, and you can beat the guy in front of you. Whether it's inside or outside, you should feel fairly comfortable. Once you put a big player inside, most of the nickelbacks, as you know, nickelbacks, we talked about the corners being 5'10". Once you go nickel back, you even get a little bit shorter. So it's a pretty good matchup for a big guy like Mike inside.
Well, you decided to take a look at Jace Daniels at right guard. Neil Cousins stays at left guard. What did you see from him in the game that makes you think he's going to still be okay there?
O'Neal.
Yes.
O'Neal has some good plays, throughout the game. You know, I said it before, I mean, a lot of times there's one guy's time, you just assume everybody's playing bad every snap. O'Neal Cousins fights you hard. He's a tough player. And, again, no one is game ready right now, but we saw some things that we like from him.
Coach, Adrian Claiborne said this is the healthiest he's felt in two seasons. Where do you think he can take his game to this year?
I'm anxious to see. And it's an important year for him. Playing opposite Michael, we have high hopes. You see the way the guy works out there. He's a guy that's putting himself in position to play well. I ask him to drop weight, change his body, lose some body fat. Everything we've asked Adrian to do, he's done and been a model guy doing it. So I'm anxious to see how he plays. Have looked at him from afar for a lot of years, so once you get up and close with him, you like what you see. But he's an outside rusher, and he needs to be able to rush the passer from the outside when he gets in one-on-one situations. We think he can.
A couple more. When you looked at him from afar, what did you like with Adrian?
I like, number one, his motor. And, you know, whether it's inside, I thought he made good plays at Iowa inside and outside. You get to know him. You see he's a tough guy, too. He's a tough football player that plays hard and can rush inside and outside. That's a good start right there. So we feel like in our system, defensive ends get a chance to rush the passer. And guys know that, you know, we're not a team that's going to slant our line every play where true pass rushers don't get a chance to show that they can beat the guy across from him one-on-one. And hopefully Adrian can do that.
Coach, what are some of the qualities you see out of Jace, whether it's recovering on a stunt or, you know, handling things like that?
Well, I mean, it's all of the above. You know, for a guy to line up as an offensive lineman in the league, you need to be able to first be stout enough to – we still need to run the football to be most of the time three techniques. You know, when you play over teams like ours, we'll have a three technique on him most of the time, a Gerald McCoy on him. So he needs to be able to, of course, play the run. Need to be stout enough. That's the quickest spot, you know, to the quarterback. From there, we'll pull our guards, you know. So he needs to have enough athletic ability to get on the perimeter and block DBs, block safeties. So it's all above. We, you know, to be a lineman in this league, especially an inside guy, he needs to be stout, be athletic, and, of course, be smart enough to pick up some of the stunts and things like that. So we could talk a long time. There's a list of things we need them to be able to do. Thank you.
Thank you.